Shalman is with his friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We spoke about the question of why you need a special limud, that haskaras and shelas kishamim are part of the seder atfilah. How is this different than the other bakashas that are part of the seder atfilah? Pashut that it should be part of the seder atfilah. We brought the Rambam that the Pulas HaNivda B'davar HaGashmi, my HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nivda, his Poel acts on something physical, that's called Shefa, and it's not Poel like a Guf Gashmi is Poel, another Guf Gashmi, that there's this point of contact between the two, but rather, the way the Rambam describes it, it's like a spring of water that just flows and is mashpia l'chol tzedeha. It's the source. And from that flows everything. It doesn't work like in a gashmi way, it works in a ruchni way. And the vim were showed the shame of Shefa ala pol bore yizbarach shu bilti guf ala oilam ki imcha makor chayim bo orcha nira or. It's a source. In other words, any etzem, any physical entity is called gashmi, from the word geshem. And the idea is that it's rooted in ruchnius, that Hashem made it, and that's the makor. Ki imcha makor chayim ve'orcha nireh or. That's the shefa. The shefa works as a makor. We said makor is ratzon, same gematria. That's the source, that's God's will, that's where it comes from. That's called Shefa. We also saw what was Nisgav Shal Yom HaGshamim, Ki Yom Shem Bitnei B'Toyra, Adchiyas HaMesim, Aflagas Gedolos. And we started explaining that the giving of Chesed, that's Mushba B'Toch Mizgeret, if we can appreciate this Shefa, this chesed is in a framework that's called gvura. That's, gvura is a stoppage. When it doesn't just go, when it's put in a framework. So that's the gvura. Shav, Namshich Lever, Maya Nisgavut, Miyuchedet, Shemset B'Yom HaGsham. What's so great about Yom HaGsham? Because I'll say, God Yom HaGshamim Mitchias HaMesim. We don't have the eyes to see this. We see the Tzimtzum. We see that the rain falls in our world. We don't see that it's God Yom Mitchias HaMesim. But it's really Makor Chayim. It's the source of life coming from the source of life. It's the greater even than Chiyas HaMesim means. Yesh kan afili yotel gilui. There's a greater gilui of God's greatness than Chiyas HaMesim. The revelation of Chiyas HaMesim is a gilui of Ashbas HaChaim beyond what we call Derech HaTeva. Derech HaTeva, things stand on their own, they're not so connected to the makor. The kim cha makor chayim. The connection to the makor, the kesher, and shaychas to the makor, to the makor chayim, this kesher is in geshem. But geshem, yesh makor, yesh shaychut ala makor chayim. Again, that's what the Rambam calls shefa. Shefa, he compares to the flowing of a stream. And that's the water, that's the rain. And therefore Yom HaGisham is Gadol Ki Yom Shin Nivra Torah, or even greater than Matan Torah. All of the things that Gemara mentions are a connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world, to the system that's called the system of the world. Gishamim is more than that. It's Mashpia to the whole world. This is the connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the entire Bria, not just a connection through Matan Torah, a connection through Tchias HaMeisim, connection to the entire Bria. It's a special time of Eis Ratzon. It says in the Gemara that Shafilu Yeshua Parva Rabba Tiftach Aretz VeYifru Yesha. Rashi says Yeshua Parva Rabba Melitzei Schus Nechnasim Afanu B'Yom HaGishamim. Those who say Schus and the Jewish people go before Hashem on the day of rain. Shenizko LiYeshua Mitoch Shas Ratzon. Sheis Ratzon, because it's an Eis Ratzon. Therefore, it's a time of Yeshuas. Mikivan she'etzem zman geshem zeit ratzon. What we have at the time, geshem is the time of ratzon. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia ratzon to the world. And therefore, in this hashpah of ratzon, anybody who wants to go in at this time can go in. That's b'tanai, that we understand this correctly, with a correct understanding. We see rain, it's just something that gets us all wet. It can be annoying. But it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chibur to the world. It says in the Navi, Yeshaya 55:10, Kasher yireid ha-geshem v'asher limun ha-shamayim v'shem alo yashuv, ki yir mirvat ha-aretz v'olida v'tzmicha v'natan zera la-zorea v'lechem la-ochel. Hanu kan nimtzeit ha-shpat ha-chiyut k'v'yochol m'lamal. When we talk about geshem and shelag, that's the chiyus from above. That's the vitality, the life given from above. Ken yed dvaraya sheri yetzei mipi, it says over there. The geshem is the mashal. Yesh Baruch Hu says, Ken yed dvaraya sheri yetzei mipi lo yashuv elai rekam, ki masat asher chafatzti v'tzlech asher shalachtiv. Yesh Baruch Hu's dibur is also chal in the world. And it's po like geshem. It's a mashal and a nimshal. Just like Geshem and Shelek fall from the sky, so too my words. This is the Chibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. Hosea 6:3, V'neidav nirdufal adatet, nirdufal adatet Hashem, kishachar nachon motzeo, v'yavok Geshem lanu k'malkos yorei haaretz. Also, relating to rain, knowing Hashem is like rain, connecting to the Chibur l'mala, connecting to above. Chazal, it says that there are four tshukas. She'arba tshukot. Ein tshukata shel isha ela leisha. The tshuk of a woman is to her husband. That's her desire. She'ne'amar ve'lishech tshukatech. Ein tshukato shel yetzara ela alkayim v'chaverav. She'ne'amar ve'elecha tshukato. Ein tshukatan shel gshamim ela ala aretz. She'ne'amar pakat ha'aretz v'tishokakeha. Vein tshukato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala Yisrael. Shenemar v'alai tshukato. The tshuk of the Yetzirah is on Cain and his friends. It says about Cain ve'elecha tshukato. The Gishamim, his tshukah is for the earth. Tshuka means desire. The Gemara brings a pasuk to that effect. And the tshuk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for the Jewish people, v'alai tshukato. These are the four tshukas that are written in the Pesukim. A woman to her husband, the Yetzirah to Cain and his friends, the Gishamim to the earth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. What do we need these tshukas for? This is chibur. The only way you can have a chibur is by a tshuka. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matbiya b'teva olam. The olam lo yivatzir chibur b'li tshuka. There's never going to be a true chibur unless there's a tshuka, there's a desire, there's a yearning. Geshem is a pulat chibur shel kiimcha mekor chayim al abriya kula. V'chibur hazeh lo yitachen sheyitbatzeh b'shum panim v'ofen b'vi tshuka. Pakadeta aretz v'tishokekeha. You remember the earth and cause it to desire. Pasuk continues. Rabata ashrena peleg elokim alei mayim. You enrich it greatly with the channel of God full of water. You provide grain for men, for so do you prepare it. Without the v'tishokakeha, there can't be a chibur. that we're going to have this chibur is with the shokakia, pakadot for the shokakia. The abriya zot kulai guf anaki, nered lenu kedavar chai. The earth, the world, looks like something that's alive, but we have to understand that it's dead. It's not alive. It's kulo guf. And the whole chiyus of the earth comes from the fact that there's hashpah of chayim. From kiyumcha makol chayim, without Hashem's hashpah, it's all dead. There's no life, there's no animation, there's no vegetation. There's no life, there's no movement, there's nothing. There's no chiyus. Without a chibur, there's no chiyus. עצם התפיסה של העניין הזה נקרא חיים. What is life? Life is מחוץ לדרך הטבע. The very essence of life is outside of nature. Life always comes from the makor. Anything that is perceived as vitality without a source is not true life. Life is a source. בעצם ההגדרה של המושג חיים, חיים צריכים להיות נתפסים כמקור, מקור של חיות. אחרת זה לא חיות, אלא פלקוס. If there's no, if it's not a source of life, it's not life. It's slowly dying, it's just moving. You can cut off a chicken's head, the chicken will still move around, but it's not really alive. חיים זה מקור. And anybody who thinks for a moment that the source of life is here, that's what's called in Kabbalah Kitzutz Benetios. It's cutting down the trees, it's cutting us off from life. The Makor HaChaim is there, outside of this world. That's where this world draws its life from. Kan in Chaim, kan yesh rak et ma shemushpat ha-shefa. All we have here is not the life, but it's mushpa, from the Makor, from the source. And so David HaMelech says in Dilem, Ki imcha makor chayim. With you is the source of life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chay olamim. Kel chay. Zerak hu en chayim po. We ask, Al chayenu ha-misurim biyadecha. Lanu mi'atzmenu en chayim. Chayim זה תמיד דבר שמגיע אלינו ממקור החיים. Chaim comes from the source of life. באופן הפשוט, הדרך שבה החיים מגיעים אלינו, in a simple understanding, the way life comes to us, ניגש מיסטיק away, is יום הגשמים. It's the rain gives us life, the water. We have to understand is that this is not from within the system. This Yom HaGeshamim is coming from outside. It's a chibur melamala, outside of our system. הדבר הזה הוא לא דבר שניתן לנו בכלל. הוא לא ניתן לנו בתוך המערכת. ניתן לנו משהו של תפיסה ואחיזה בדבר הזה רק כדי להטעות כנראה. יום הגשמים זו ההשפעה של חיות מהמקור אלינו. כל מי שלוקח את הדבר הזה כמים בלבד, ושכל ילד יודע להסביר איך זה קורה, פשוט עולים מים מן הארץ, והם מתעדים, וכך מתאבים עננים, ואז זה מתקרר והגשם יורד, חושב שהכל ברור. If you understand rain in a simple scientific way, that any kid can explain it, and it's a big mistake if you think it's in the world of Teva. Because really, that's the physical manifestation. But it all comes from Kim Chama Kol Chaim, it comes from the source of life. So we have this special hashpah from Shemayim, which is so great that it's considered even greater than Tchiyas HaMeisim. And and Matan Torah. So Mitzvah Hashem, next year we'll continue talking about this Indian of Geshem, Gashmias. Please stay tuned. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.